So the band's latest release, Dating MILF Life, gets released this Friday in Europe and later on in the United States. Can you tell us a little bit more about the concept and ideas behind this release?
My main idea with this album, when I first started composing the material, was to more or less take what we had on the 13th Floor, our previous album, you know, just to take that concept and try to develop it and perfect it, you know, worked a lot with details this time, especially with everything concerning the melodic aspect of our concept, you know, with especially with the vocal melodies, all the harmonies, and these things, you know, but generally looked at everything that we did on the 13th floor and see, you know, where we could go in and do possibly do some smaller changes or try to do what we had to do to improve certain things, you know. And so I think there's really not any big changes, you know, between these two last albums. It was more this time it felt right to take what we had and, you know, just try to perfect it. And, I think that we've been able to do some good progress with this album, especially with in terms of performance and, as I mentioned, with all the melodies, especially the work with vocals and so on.
And what would you say to the people that are saying, okay, well, this is just basically the same, there's nothing new? How would you counter somebody saying that, since some people, we read that other people say that?
Yeah, you have, like, there's, from the listeners, I see there's always three groups, different groups of people. There's the group that wants the band to sing exactly like it did from the beginning. They like the concept and they don't want any changes. And you have one group that is like the complete opposite. They want changes, you know. They don't want you to repeat anything. They want something totally new from time to time. And there's a group which I think is more ready for anything, you know, just as long as it is the band and it's, you know, within certain limits and within the same concept, they're open for it. So it's I've always seen it like it's impossible to make everybody happy. That's impossible task, you know. So for us, it's been more about doing what we really like to do. You know, it changes over the years, the music you listen to. And you develop as a musician, and you feel need to do different things from time to time. From one album to album, it might feel right at the time to do bigger changes, like we, for example, did with our third album, before you go into routine or start repeating yourself too much. But this time, it felt more right to try to take what I really liked the concept that we developed on the previous album, and this time it felt right to try and perfect that more. And also since it's the second album with Eileen this time and everything, and you know, it's about for us what feels right from album to album. You know, with the next album, we never know what's gonna happen again. You know, we'll just have to see when the time comes, but I'm certain we will of course do what feels right. You know, when you spend so much time with your music, I think you will get really bored if you do all this work just because people expect this from you or that from you. It's all about your way of developing as a musician, you know, and it's important to stay happy with what you do to keep the interest and the motivation up, you know.
Mm-hmm. And how involved are the other musicians besides you in the process of this album, or do you just handle everything and just tell people what to do after you compose all the music?
Pretty much used up the same way of doing things as we have done from the beginning, which means that I'm writing all the material and all the lyrics for Serenia, and I've also performed all the instruments on all albums except the violin, and except also on our third album, Nine Destinies and a Downfall, Jonathan, our drummer, he performed the drums there. So all the instrumentations are performed by me, and that's, you know, been the same way all the time. With the vocals, I also write all the melodies and the lyrics, you know. And Love Banner is more of a cooperation between me and Eileen. When we come to that part where it's time to add the vocals and test out the ideas, we spend time in studio to check out all the ideas. Yeah. So then she comes into the studio and we test out the ideas that I have. Sometimes an idea can be perfect on the first attempt, you know, and sometimes we see, okay, it works, but there's room to do changes, and what can we possibly do to make it better, you know. And then we try out different possibilities, so I'll make some notes and I rearrange the composition and we try it again at a later point or something like this. But it's more of a process, especially with the vocals, that they're so important, I think, and it's something that we spend a lot of time on, and also with the harmonies and all the work for this, you know. And sometimes I also go back and do rearrangements with the music so that the music is always backing up the vocals in the best possible way.
And how do you keep up coming with ideas? Since earlier in 2000 you released your own other Mortemia side project album, and now you had this. You seem to be keeping up pretty busy. How do you keep bands separate and keep your concepts and ideas straight? How do you manage to do that?
Yeah, it's for me, it's writing music is like an ever ongoing process. I'm constantly writing new riffs and new pieces of music, and I get new ideas all the time, you know. So my problem is that I always have too many ideas, too much music to choose from. So you might call it a luxury problem in a way, but for me it's the biggest problem. It's more about picking out the best ideas and to then set up time for those, because I have so many ideas that I don't have time to put all of them into life, you know. And as you mentioned, I released Mortemia, my solo project last year, and the idea for coming up with that solo project surfaced some years ago when I was, you know, I decided to take Serenia's concept into a way more melodical direction some albums back, and, you know, I've been satisfied with that concept for Serenia, and I feel really really happy. And, you know, I like to work with melodies. I find it more challenging to work with melodic things and arrange harmonies and all this. So this was the path I chose for Serenia, and you know, but after working with that for some years, I also started to miss a little bit of that, the kind of music I was writing in the past, you know, a bit more extreme, a bit more intricate arrangement, and so on. So, and I was also writing a lot of material in this style, but I thought it didn't really fit into the new concept of Serenia, but I liked it, so I kept the ideas, and then, you know, later I found the time and I decided to form Mortenia record also used these IDs, you know. And the biggest change between the two bands, I think, is that, you know, Serenia is based on female vocals as the lead vocal. And for Mortenia, I decided that I didn't want any female lead vocals, you know, just to make that difference, you know, to not have them sound similar. So the vocal concept in Mortenia is just based on an interaction between my extreme vocals and the choir. It's like more or less a 50-50 split. While in Serenia, it is the female vocals that is, you know, the leading vocal, with additions of some of my extreme vocals, some choirs, some clean male vocals, and some different stuff, you know, just to add variation to the sounds.
And what is the main reason that you've chosen for your own side project, Serenia? And pretty much since you left Tristania, what do you choose to keep handling everything yourself and try to, like, you know, minimize participation for anybody that's been at the band at some point, besides the lead female vocals, of course?
Yeah, you know, after the Tristania era, I came up with some bad experiences and some stuff, and also I realized that for me, when I write music, it's really important to be alone. Actually, if I'm in a studio or something, writing music together with other people, I think just that element with having other people around me makes me lose focus in a way. I always felt that I could compose the best ideas when I was totally alone, because it gets a totally different atmosphere, and you can focus 100% on the job you do, and for me it's always worked out for the best, I think. The ideas also get more personal and everything, and with I've been co-writing some songs together with other people in the past, and it's been work, you know, been able to make it work, but I always thought it was the ideas that I composed when I was alone that was the most the best ideas in a way. So this is why, you know, when I started Serenia, at first it was actually meant just as a solo project at Serenia, and I wrote everything for the album, recorded it, and, you know, but very, very soon I began to miss, you know, going on tour and playing concerts and all this stuff, so I began looking for other musicians very, very soon, you know, to also have a band together, so we were able to play concerts. And after that, it's just been in that way, you know, that I write them and record, you know, the music.
And how would you say that now the band's grown? Well, not the band, but the Serenia has grown over the years. How do you like where it's going, and where do you want to keep it, push it forward for the future?
Yeah, you know, music is a very, very big and very important part of my life. I always listened to music. I always was involved in music one way or the other, and it's a huge passion in my life. So I'm always spending a lot of time with it, and, you know, that's what makes me satisfied and happy in a way. You know, if I go for a longer period time without being able to spend a certain amount of time that I want with my music, I more or less get very unhappy, you know. So as long as I can spend a lot of time with my music, I'm really happy, you know, and it's what I want also in the future, you know. As long as I can do this full time, I'm really happy, you know, because, for example, in the past when I had a part-time job, it's there you lose so much time to work with the music, and you're not able to do the touring you want to do. You're not able to release album as frequently as you want to do, and all these things. So it automatically has a bad effect. I don't necessarily need to earn a lot of money, and I'm definitely not earning a lot of money with my music. I'm just able to make a living from it, and with that, I'm really, really happy. I'd rather be a full-time musician and be really poor than have a part-time job and where I earn good money, you know, because the most important thing for me is to spend as much time as possible with my music.
And talking about the touring, how much touring do you guys have planned to support the new album? Or is there anything confirmed yet, or do you guys are just in the works with things?
Yeah, we already confirmed the Vatican Open Air Festival in Europe. We got Masters of Rock Open Air in Czech Republic. More festivals will be announced soon, and we are also heading up, looking into different touring possibilities. I'm sure we will tour Europe and South America by the end of the year in the autumn, and hopefully also we'll be able to set up something in North America. But you know, it's the boring side of the music. It's the business thing, and touring is a lot of business, and to be able to make things happen, you know, if it was up to me, we would tour all over the world, but that's not possible, and we can only tour in the part of the world where there is enough Serenia fans, you know, so that the cost for flight tickets and bus and, you know, that these costs will be covered, and so it has been difficult for us to do something in North America until now, but I really hope that this will change soon and that Serenia will be able to get over there also.
And how do you see that having Eileen, the vocalist, coming from Spain, it's opening up different markets for the band, since now a lot of other Spanish-speaking countries and sections feel a little bit more closer to the band because of this?
Yeah, I think it's cool, you know. Also, our drummer, Jonathan, he's from Chile, you know, so he has South American roots, and I learn Spanish, so half of the band is Spanish-speaking. So there's definitely some strong links to our Spanish-speaking fans, and we also did, when we recorded this album, we did some bonus material, and we actually did two Spanish versions of two songs, the title track, The Name of Life, and also the song called This Darkness, you know, to as a tribute to our South American and Spanish-speaking fans. So I hope they will appreciate it as soon as the songs will be available to them.
And going back to that, how do you feel that now the U.S. people are finally getting more into the whole female-fronted gothic metal bands, since like bands like Epica finally made an impact here enough to actually be successful at touring here in the States?
Yeah, I think it's definitely really, really cool. I really like when the our kind of music is getting more known in new parts of the world, because that will also open doors for Serenia to come and play concerts in these new territories, and this is what I've been hoping for many years, you know, that the possibility will open up for us to tour in the States, and because, you know, we we like to tour as much as possible, and always it's always really exciting coming to new places. So yeah, I really hope that it will be possible also for Serenia to make a tour in North America very soon.
And just to kind of wrap things up, is there anything else that you want to say about the new release, or to the fans that are eagerly waiting for the band to tour somewhere in North America, anything at all?
Yeah, I'd just like to say cheers to all the North American fans, and you know, it's sad that Serenia has not been able to tour there yet, but we're definitely doing everything that we can to make it possible, and that we really hope it will be possible this year, or maybe in the very beginning of next year to finally set up a tour in the States, Canada.
Anything else about the album that is released on the 15th of February here in North America?
yeah, what can I say? To all the fans, you know, support Serenia, and we will definitely come over there and tour